The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
A few minutes I would like to spend in understanding some of the points in Surah Hud. It's one of the chapters that contains a number, the stories of a number of our prophets. The particular one I selected was what's related to Prophet Shu'aib. There's a couple of things that are important. These are all relevant to us. The response of the ones who want to refuse God's guidance. Firstly, they refuse. Secondly, they don't just say, we don't want this. They start threatening. The tribe say, I'm going to do something to you. He said, God is, I'm not going to do anything to you. But he's in charge. He said, if you do this, wrong thing's going to happen to you. They said, you better get your act straight. Otherwise, we're going to kill you. That's basically what they said. Who starts the violence? They do. Those who refuse God's guidance, they start violence. They wanted to start it here too. And the Prophet told them different things. And then what ended up happening, their numbers were few. God sent his wrath without involving people. The people of Shu'aib were told to leave. The rest of them were destroyed. Don't mess around with God. So who starts the violent talk? Who starts threatening? Kuffar. Those who want to refuse divine guidance. What do prophets do in that state? What do the mu'mineen that follow the prophets do in these conditions? Where do we have anywhere in the Quran, as soon as any prophet went forward preaching to the people, the authorities of the lands, these are the authorities, al-mala'ah, some of the other instances in the Quran that uses that word. Here it's suggesting that it's all the people, but led by the people that have influence, people, the politicians, the affluent. These are the peoples that lead nations, the nations that are deviant, otherwise prophets, whether they have wealth or they don't. For mu'mineen, it's prophets that lead their nations. But for anything other than that, it becomes the wealthy, the politicians, they lead. Anytime a prophet has gone and has tried to correct and to show and say what you're doing is wrong, you change your ways. What has happened? Those people have threatened, and it's not an empty statement. They were willing to, and at times did, kill those prophets. It's not just today that ulama, who are responsible to continue the path of the prophets, that are supposed to point out the flaws, the transgressions, the oppressions, the tyranny of the rulers of nations to these nations so that they would stop supporting and they would overthrow these systems and these tyrannies. Ulama are supposed to do that. What happens when ulama stand and say this as their responsibility given to them by Allah? By the knowledge that has been given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has considered them to inherit the responsibility of the prophets. If the prophets did this, they were threatened, they were killed, ulama who do this, and they're supposed to, they will be threatened and they will be killed. What was the response of the Anbiya to this? Did the Anbiya say, oh, they're going to kill us, don't say this? Did the Anbiya say, anywhere, find me, anywhere in the Quran, where it says, this Nabi, because there was fear, because there was a threat, because the government did this, because the government did that, from the government of Fir'aun to the rulers and the leaders of Thamud, to that of Ad, to that of Madian, to that of wherever else you can find in the Quran, where is it that a prophet has said, okay, believers, hush, hush, let's not talk about this, because we're in danger? They said these lines, عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ, I rely on Allah. When they stepped up, these authorities of the land, when they stepped up their language, their threats against prophets, this is the line. اِعْمَلُوا عَلَىٰ مَكَانَتِكُمْ إِنِّي عَامِلٌ, you do whatever junk you want to do, I'm going to do what I have to do. I'm going to continue. سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ يَأْتِيهِ عَذَابٌ يُخْزِيهِ وَمَنْ هُوَ كَاذِبٌ, you will see. It's definite. They were certain. Any alim that wants to tread this path has got to be certain in these divine promises. They will see. Trump will see. The American establishment will see. The Zionists will see. Who will be punished? وَمَنْ هُوَ كَاذِبٌ, and who's the liar? وَارْتَقِبُوا, you threaten us? ارتقبوا إني معكم رقيب, you wait, I'll wait with you. Let's see what happens. Don't threaten me. If you think these threats are going to stop me, no, that's not how it works. I rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will see. You cannot do a damn thing, and you will lose. And God will remove you from the earth and install the believers as rulers, as He has promised in the Quran and in other revelations prior to the Quran. This is the message of the Quran, brothers and sisters. Some people seem to have an issue when we talk about interest, when we talk about homosexuality, when we talk about family problems, when we talk about the atrocities of this government, the FBI, the CIA, all the other stuff that they are doing, the cultural problems that are here that need to be corrected. Some people have an issue with that. The Quran tells us this is what prophets did. Do you read the Quran? And if you think threats, hardships, imprisonments, assassinations are a reason to stop, the Quran says no. There is no prophet that stopped preaching, stopped saying the truth because there was a threat. No. He said, God is my protector. The moment He wants me to leave this world, I will leave, and I hope I die in blood. I hope I die with the hands of the worst of the people. Shahada Amir al-Mu'mineen says, this great leader, Salamullah alayhi, how could I die in a deathbed without being killed by the enemies of God? Imam al-Hussein, when did he stop? Imam al-Sadiq, when did he stop? Imam al-Kadhim, when did he stop? Any of the Imams, were they not all doing the same exact thing of preaching to the people the wrongs of the nation, the wrongs that they have developed, the direction that they're going is wrong? The rulers especially, the ones with power especially, and then the rulers and those in power threatening them and eventually killing, did they not do the same thing? Why is it that we think that at this time our conditions are different somehow? No, brothers, sisters, let me tell you. Let me simplify it for you. Anyone who goes against this chooses the lower life of this world over the hereafter. Chooses to be with Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad over being with Imam al-Husayn in Karbala and losing their life. Now that's why they speak this. Don't speak this. And if you hear anyone speaking of this, speaking against, speaking up, against atrocities, against dhulm, if you see that, know that that person has traded their akhirah to get this dunya. They prefer this dunya, this lowest realm. They prefer this. They want this. They want the comforts that come with theft and stealing the resources of the world. They want that. The Quran says otherwise. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us follow the path of Anbiya. Follow the path of the Quran. Follow the path of the Ahlul Bayt. Follow the path of Hussein. Follow our living Imam.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.